This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
It's not even, the show isn't even over and we're recording the podcast when Callum's not here.
Why don't we do something crazy?
Go on.
I mean really crazy.
Go on.
Why don't we, for the podcast intro, listen to a link from a different breakfast show?
Yeah.
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
It's just at that moment in time where you're on those websites and
they're don't do that.
Why not?
I just think that's too much of an overlap for me.
I knew
y'all
it was crazy.
Listen,
I knew it was crazy. It just came up on my Instagram. I wanted to watch it just as you started the podcast. It's not my fault.
Their videos are very good.
Shout out to Prossy. Shout out to Jim. Shout out to Zainab. I just wanted to watch the video.
Zainab, who is one of the hosts of the Strawberry Alarm Clock, she was, I'm guessing, at a friend's wedding. Did you see the photos? Didn't it look like the most incredible wedding of all time?
Where was it?
I don't know. Some are really fancy. I think it was like two lads who got married. But as they kissed over like what looked like, you know, just the views beyond where they were, this kind of, what would you say? I suppose it's like
doves,
dust more so, but like the rainbow colours flew up behind.
Whoa.
It was
maybe
really
like some very clean confetti. Was it in Ireland?
I don't think so. I think she flew. I think from her Insta, she got in at like 1 o'clock this morning and was on air this morning. So it was like shattered.
Oh, sicko.
It looked
sick in the head.
I think she put in her own Instagram. Such a shout out for the Strawberry Alarm Clock right now.
Yes, please don't go listen to them. They're lovely people, but don't go listen to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, no, you have to listen to us. We talk about really important stuff here.
But what was I going to say?
Something about gays.
Oh no, I'd moved on from that.
We support getting in at 1 a.m.
What she'd put up on her story was the type of wedding the Kardashians would envy. Like that's how like glamorous it must have been.
That's cool though. I love the way you described it as dust. I'd imagine that couple is raging.
It's probably like it's probably
it was
that,
glitter.
That like colourful smoke that they do in gender reveal parties.
Oh, the paint that you throw at paint runs.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great way.
Let me get Zainab's Instagram up here.
Oh my god, do you remember when everyone was flat out doing those paint runs?
This is the photo. I'm gonna hand it around the room.
Give us a look.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that's AI. That has to be.
No, that's
that sounds like it looks like an explosion.
Isn't that amazing?
Whoa, that's
what would you call it if not dust?
Paint. Or streamers or smoke.
Yeah, like coloured smoke.
Yeah, really fabulous. Anyway, Sinead, don't go listen to the Strawberries. We're back in the morning.
1038 Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go!
Would you look at that? It's Thursday.
Oh, thank God for that. Week is flying in now.
No, exactly. You're on the home stretch.
Yeah, home stretch.
Yeah, I was out in Shankill last night for my brother's birthday.
Happy birthday to Michael.
28. Yes, excellent.
Is he still in his neck brace?
He's out with the neck brace.
And cone of shame.
Moving on, getting ready for his knee surgery. That's the next frontier.
God,
there is always something with that child. But before,
that 28-year-old child.
Our little baby boy, he's the youngest son and the only son, so he is just
spoiled.
6 months old.
Yeah.
So we were out there, and before we made the journey from Crumlin to Shankill, Dwayne, my partner, was like, oh geez, I'll go up to the charity shop and see if there's any vinyls for Michael.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, yeah, grand, you can go in on my present with me but whatever. He went up, he got these like random like Irish trad albums from like the 70s, grand, very Michael's vibe. And then he got the most essential piece of recording ever in Irish history, the live recording of Pope John Paul's visit in the late 80s. Really a must have in any vinyl collection.
This is a vinyl.
Yeah, it's actually in every charity shop, because I think like just so many people purchased it and have since passed away.
Oh, right.
So genuinely, the next time you're in a charity shop, have a look in the record section, and if it's not there,
sorry,
I'll give you a 10.
It's kind of iconic, and like even if you're not religious, it's kind of funny to have it ironically as well, just
exactly,
as like a little statement.
How much was it?
From Irish culture.
I'd say it was £2. Like,
class. Yeah.
Money well spent.
Oh, can you imagine back in the day? It was probably worth at least 3.
Oh, I know. That's just going to go up and up.
Up and up and up.
Shout out to all the kids named John Paul who were conceived that
in around
night,
that time.
The one night when parents got a hotel to be the Pope.
And just, I need to know, what was Michael's reaction?
He loved it.
Delighted.
Oh, mate, yeah, going to play this when I feel down.
Number one. on Hit Music Station.
It's Ed Sheeran and Sapphire and Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we would love to send you on your holidays. Spin's holiday hot pick, the chance to get away to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta.
Woohoo.
We'll give you those details of how to enter and how to win at 8 o'clock this morning.
All right.
Now though, guys, can you imagine the fear? Just set the scene. You're on tour with Beyonce. You're one of her backup dancers. You're doing your thing. You're moving from city to city.
I'm finding this hard to picture.
Okay, just...
Dave.
Okay,
it
but just...
totally be you.
Just imagine you're just a stage person or just working as part of the tour. You know?
Okay.
You're not the limelight. Your boss is Beyonce and you're on tour. So you go into a car park in Atlanta. That's where the tour is on at the moment for 5 nights. And you're in your rental car that you picked up to drive around. And you park the car up. You go and get something to eat and you come back. And mm-hmm. the back window has been smashed. two suitcases have been taken.
Oh, God.
Your MacBooks that contain unreleased Beyonce music.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And you panic and you ring 911.
They have my computers and it's really, really important information in there. Like, I work with someone who's, like, of a high status and I really need the my computer
name?
And everything. Under...
So the hard drives, they also contained watermarked music. They had unreleased music, I mentioned that, sorry. Set lists for past and future concerts and footage plans for one of her upcoming shows, right? So it's in the stuff that's going to go on the screens, you know?
Dear God.
I'm not the biggest Beyonce stan, but I understand that her visuals are like incredibly artistic and thought-provoking.
And also, you don't really see much spoilers until the actual gig. Like.
Yeah, exactly. The good news is that this dancer had like Find My iPhone or Find My
Device. Why does the dancer have unreleased music?
That's what I'm
curious about that as well. Like, surely her team is quite substantial. Like,
however,
who's double jobbing?
No, that's what I was thinking. But my only thing that I thought was...
Backup's answer four and you're also going to be security for
you're
the
You're going to do a few lights as well.
It just seems a bit random for the whole crew to have access to this.
I wouldn't say it's the whole crew, but I'd imagine maybe dancers because they have to learn the dance to
the song.
That's
what I was thinking. So that's what I was thinking immediately. Is the Cowboy Carter tour going to wrap? We did know that like this kind of Renaissance era of Beyonce, we'd get the... What was the last... album called
Renaissance.
Oh, yeah, so Renaissance into Cowboy Carter. To wrap up a Renaissance, you'd have a third, you know? So something else is coming.
Do you think?
I think that was always reported at the time. So it made me think it's certainly giving the idea that if the dancers have access to this, then another tour is on the way.
Okay. Another one. Dear God.
I'm shook at this.
Take
Again,
a beat.
I just really think this is all for Blue Ivy all together right here.
Yeah,
because, like, she doesn't need the money, girl.
I asked ChatGPT, I said, how do these music leaks happen? And it's all iCloud in a lot of cases that hackers kind of get in there to your iCloud. And again, the big one is anything that's stolen. Record labels sometimes can let things slip on some occasions. But it really affects these, like, to be honest, I'm like, what's the big deal? If you're going to release it on Friday, then we're in it on Tuesday. Who cares?
Oh,
but like, they have like a PR plan, of course, for releasing these things. And some people, the likes of Ariana Grande, there were some songs that she had as demos that were due for release. And after a leak, she said, no, I'm not doing an official release now.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to bother, you know?
That's interesting.
Lana Del Rey is... possibly one of the most leaked pop artists ever. Hacked cloud storage, insider leaks. How cruel if one of your own were doing it to you. And stolen laptops. And again, what you'd kind of say, what harm if I've heard it before the release? But a lot of them at that point go, well, feck you, so I'm not going to release it at all.
It's all about building that suspense as an artist and like getting everyone gagging to listen to this and be like, I need to be up to like pre-register for this. Yeah. I'm so invested. So like, I guess it just ruins all that hype and then... No one cares.
Apparently Charlie XCX has the worst fans ever because her leaks are so severe that she's referred to her fans as a cult because they just love actively spreading her unreleased music. You'd think that as a fan you'd be like, stop spreading it.
Please.
But you're like, oh, it's so brat to spread it, guys, you know?
So brat.
Anyway, there you are. We'll see what happens with that. I would love to know, and I looked for an update this morning, like, you know, when you search Google.
So there was no update. You don't know if it's been released
or
what?
The last day or two. So I searched this morning for like any update, you know, like I searched for news reports of the last 12 hours on this story. Nothing up to date yet.
Right.
The last update was TMZ, which is the latest news I brought you this morning. Okay,
yes. Listen, that's if it's on TMZ, then it is Bible.
It's for truth.
Exactly.
I don't think anyone would be brave enough to leak Beyonce's.
No,
nope.
I'm sorry.
I'd be like, if I hit this button, I'm going to die.
Yeah, she's involved in all sorts. Remember when people didn't say thank you to Beyonce? Look where they ended up.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Allegedly.
Google it. Google it.
All right, I'll have a look. But imagine, the fear of this poor lad. Mm. You know?
Oh, God bless him.
Queen him.
I doubt he's ever even seen her.
There's been an accident.
Guys, I just remembered, we work on Spin.
Oh.
We got to be young, hip and cool. Current.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to talk about Love Island.
Haven't even mentioned this season yet, have we really?
Not really. I've been watching it every single night.
Yeah.
And I am loving it.
I have to say, my friends have said, and it's too late now to start, but a few weeks ago when I was like a week behind, they were like, catch up. It's the best season ever.
Mm. Everyone's saying it's very good. But now tell me, Dave, is this season disturbing your bird watching?
It is disturbing my bird watching.
I don't know about that.
I did get really into bird watching for about a week, and then Love Island started.
Okay.
So I got over that pretty quickly.
Young again.
Well, you are watching birds on the telly now. Whoa.
Very good.
Listen, I need to tell you about the most unhinged season of Love Island ever. Mm-hmm. It's coming very close towards the end now, and there is no strong couples whatsoever.
I like, love when that happens.
At all. Like, they all seem like terrible people, which is really interesting to watch. It's really fantastic to watch. Now, to be fair, you say you can't really start now. My mate is watching, like, I'd say 5 episodes a day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so she wants to
catch.
I only told her on Saturday. Wow. And I was like, oh, it's the best season ever. She was like, really? Okay. She texted me on Sunday. She was like, okay, I've started. I'm on episode 7. I was like, you're mental. So let me tell you about Harrison and Tony. They are a couple now. Harrison is mental person and has decided he wants Tony, but before that he wanted a different girl, and now he wants Tony again, and then he wants the different girl again, and right before recoupling, where he was recoupled with his girl, he told Tony again, yeah, I'll actually have you, and the other girl was left being like, what the hell?
No.
Even though they got together.
Oh,
like a night away. Yeah.
No, in the bed with everyone else in the room.
That's cruel.
Oh my God, that's worse. It's like, I've gotten with you. And then, I wasn't a fan.
And then he had to tell the girl.
Oh no.
That the new girl, he was like, oh, and by the way, me and your one did, yeah, by the way.
Tony's grand with that?
No, she's not happy. I think she's actually probably about to.
She's probably delighted that she's still in the villa because she got the recouple.
Of course.
She'll probably
get that PLT back.
Exactly.
Dejan and Meg are a couple that have been together from the start. Hmm. We say they're not strong because they don't seem to like each other at all.
Right.
Dejan is a person who loved getting to know other women in the villa, even though he'd always be like, oh yeah, I love my Meg. My Meg is the best and all that kind of stuff.
Bottom open.
And Meg, every single time a person looks at Dejan, she goes nuts.
Okay.
It's very entertaining.
Is there any like women players?
Yes. Her name is Helena. Now, she's a bit of a dope, to be honest with you.
She's Irish, isn't she?
No, she's been getting with this guy called Harry. Harry is without a doubt the villain of the year.
Okay.
Like, he's an excellent villain, horrible person. Helena seems to just let him do whatever he wants. He wants to get off with other people. She's like, that's just Harry. It's really bad. But like, to be fair, she's been getting off with other people as well. So okay, that's all right. Connor is the only Irish person. No, Billy Kiss is also there. So Connor is the second Irish person. After Billy Kiss, and Connor is getting with Shakira now, and I actually really like them as a couple. I kind of would like to see Connor win because we haven't had an Irish winner since Greg O'Shea.
That was a while
ago.
Very
well remembered.
And then Yaz and Jamie. Yaz is the person that everyone is calling Yaz ChatGPT. She is the most incredible. She's like Morticia. She has the most insane posture I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, the hair is down to the middle of the back, and she's like always sitting up incredibly straight. And
she must have got a posture corrector like me.
I don't know what's going on with her. I don't think she has a posture. I think she's just a robot.
Okay.
And now her sister is doing TikToks trying to also get in the villa.
On this season.
Yeah, she has a twin sister, and she's like, how great would it be if I went in?
What was the interesting twist this year with Casa Amor? What's the overnight retreat they can go to on their own?
They did a sleepover with like 3 random islanders.
That was early on, wasn't it?
Well, sorry, what's the place normally that you go to?
Casa Amor.
The hideaway.
Yeah, isn't that now? What was the twist you told me about
The twist is that couples can't go into the hideaway. It's now only if you're not in a couple with the other person, then you can go into
that's
the hideaway.
That's so good.
Exactly.
And is it voted by the public?
No. Anyone can go in anytime, as long as you're not a couple. If you're coupled up, you can't go near the hideaway.
Spicy.
But if you want to cheat, you go to the hideaway.
So they go, the hideaway is open.
The hideaway is open 24/7.
So people been going in?
People decide to sleep there sometimes with their person they want to cheat on their partner with.
And is everyone just like, okay, granted?
Everyone's like, did they just go to the Hideaway?
Does
oh my
everyone
God.
Still clap them when they walk out and they're wrong?
No, it's very much the opposite. Yeah, the Hideaway used to be weird. The Hideaway used to be like a reward,
and it's
now 100% a punishment.
For
the couples, because if your couple's going in there, if your girl's going in there, your fella going in there, it means they're cheating.
It just breeds anxiety,
what
this whole show. Yeah. El Scandalo.
So no one has to sleep outside with the mozzies now?
Not really.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we want to send you to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. It's happening next weekend. Woo-hoo. At the Ivy Gardens. Acts like Tommy Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Byrne, many, many more, and our very own gal here in studio, Fiona Ferroni, will be performing across the weekend. If you're going, make sure to check her out.
Yeah, and book right now, ppcomedyfestival.com. We got a pair of VIP tickets to give away to you, potentially. We've been asking you to vote for Fiona's jokes. Can we hear them jokes again, Fiona?
Okay, yeah. So I had one about the south side and one about the north side. So here's the south side.
Go on.
Did you hear about that new theme park on the south side giving out green sausages?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Emerald pork.
I really like that one.
Thank you. Okay. What's a Northsider's favourite thing to do on a first date?
I don't know, girl.
Coddle.
Cute.
Like so,
yurt.
Yeah, the topic with the most votes, obviously, will take the win, and we're going to call someone back who voted for the winning topic. And it's Laura who's there this morning. Hey,
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good morning.
What are you at for the day, Laura?
I'm just after arriving to work into the car park.
Oh, early start, Laura. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm a manager of an admin team in Vincent's Hospital.
Very good.
I just started last week.
Oh my God, amazing.
Congratulations.
How's it going? Yeah. How's it going, Laura?
Thanks so much. It's okay, I think. So far, so good.
There's a bit of anxiety in that voice. Very high pitched. Yeah. Some breathing exercise.
She's the first week into this gig, and I love the way she said, "I'm a manager."
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Huge.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
No.
Laura, you deserve a night out. So let's see if we can get you the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. You voted for either Fiona's South Dublin joke or her North Dublin joke. What one did you prefer?
The North Dublin joke.
That gave me a giggle this morning.
Oh my God.
Coddling. Coddle is very good.
I was coddling you.
Well, we can tell you that with 72% of the vote, North Dublin took the win.
Yes. Unbelievable. Of course it did. An excellent joke. Well,
it's always been me in the north side forever.
Yeah.
You're up to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival VIP style on Saturday the 26th. That is this Saturday week. You go and enjoy that now.
Oh, thanks so much. That's great. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Laura. Have a great day.
Enjoy work today.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't think I've ever written this many jokes, but I suppose, okay, so the north side, I'll be telling another joke about that tomorrow.
Yeah, because that one.
That one. And if you have an idea for a topic, you listening, just WhatsApp it in 087 711 1038. It can be anything. It can be breakfast. It can be lunch. It can be dinner. It doesn't have to be food. I just listed off
it
those.
It can be freckles. It can be anything.
Pull it out of your arse and text it on to me there, and I could be telling
much
a joke
like she
about
will
it
with the joke.
Exactly. Final chance. For us to get you VIP stars at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, same time tomorrow on the show. 1038
Dublin. On it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Did you see Emma Watson is banned from driving for 6 months for speeding?
I
know
it was
that.
2 years. That's much better than I thought it was.
Yeah,
be.
But like, how much do you have to be doing it to be banned? Not just a little slap on the wrist.
You need
also,
the 12
she
points.
Comes across. That's a terrible thing to say, but she does come across. Maybe that's just her character of Hermione. But like, as this
bit
really,
of a licker,
really well behaved, you know, following the rules type person.
Maybe she had to get to potions. She was booting it down the M4.
I did see someone on Twitter this morning being like, that's 12 points for Gryffindor.
From what? What is it?
Gryffindor.
Yeah, Gryffindor.
Emma.
What are the others?
Slytherin.
Yeah.
Slytherin. And I don't know the other two. I'm not a Harry Potter person.
Ravenclaw.
And then I feel like that's wrong. It's Ravenclaw.
And then the last
Hoofle
one
Poofle.
Hufflepuff.
It's just Gryffindor.
Yeah.
But I really prefer the way you say it. It's much better.
You'd be a Gryffindor.
A Gryffindor.
For sure.
Oh, I'm such a huggle. What?
A Hufflepuff.
A Hufflepuff.
No, you're not. I don't think you are. I am. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's
Dave? Dave Slytherin.
I'm straight up Slytherin.
No messing.
What kind of characteristics would you have to be a Ravenclaw?
Real licorice, real smart.
Oh,
but
is
actually,
it?
I think Gryffindor is more licorice and more like, oh, I do sport as well and all. But Ravenclaw is just like real smart.
So, like, would you like, say Gryffindor probably, is like.
Gryffindor, South Dublin.
Is Gryffindor like the lads in school who were really good at their studies, but also did the Hearty Cup?
Yeah, exactly. They did all the bits. Whereas Ravenclaw is kind of like, ooh, I love space. And like I take you on a date, like for, you know, like a natural wine, like kind of very like just like not like the other girls.
Okay, gotcha, you know what gotcha, I mean? Gotcha.
I'm gonna say Gryffindor went to like, you know, Gonzaga.
I feel like that's more Ravenclaw. I feel like Gryffindor is like a CBC, like okay. A rugby school.
Yeah.
Do you know? But like a bit of a...
Slytherin is definitely Blackrock.
Oh my God, 100%.
Well, if you're confused, you have woken up in 2025.
I know. But anyway, can anyone give Emma Doran or Emma Doran, she has her license still. Emma Watson needs a lift.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey and Show Me Love. This is Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Remember when they first came on the scene and we just thought it was so funny with Wiz the MC and Bees and Honey. Now we're just like, yeah, we just say it like it's
just say normal
John Smith
now.
Down the road.
Literally made our summer. I play, sometimes when me and Dwayne, my partner in the car, we play the Golden Ticket just by flicking through radio stations and he has to guess what the song is. And Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey, Show Me Love was on yesterday and he was like, he thought Bees and Honey was the name of the song and Wiz the MC was the artist.
The name of the artist.
And I was like, no, I was like, they just said it.
Well done.
Yeah, he got there good. Eventually.
Come here. We need your opinion on something this morning. You listening, you know the number, 087-711-1038. And we want you to WhatsApp us. You might notice today and yesterday, we are missing the distinct tones of an Englishman's giggle.
Hold on. I feel like I can do it.
Okay, go on, Dave.
A little bit more high pitched. More like squeaky. I'm actually
nothing will match producer Callum's laugh and there's no sign of him. Neil Shea on show.
Yeah.
Because he is under the weather.
Toshé te? No, that's hot.
Hot.
Toshé tin.
He is tin.
Hot. Tin.
Tin.
Yeah.
But yesterday morning, we all came in to work just after 6 and producer Callum was at his desk tipping away as he always does. Mm. 5 minutes later, he walks over to us and says, I'm very unwell. I'm
thinking I'm going
to go. I think I'm going to have to go home. And we all chipped in. Why did you even come in? Like, you should have just texted us. Like, it's fine. Oh, I didn't want to leave you hanging. I said I'd better come in and give you a hand with things. Like, pure martyr vibes. And we were like, yeah, Callum, we got this. Like, off you go. Go home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Callum went home and that's fine. And he's not here today either. He's obviously after picking up some kind of a cold, which is fair. But myself and Dave and Fiona were chatting about this yesterday, being like, was he pure being a martyr now coming in?
Yeah. Just show how sick he was.
I was like, he should have just stayed in bed and chilled out rather than messing up his body clock by getting up and then going back to bed and all that blah, blah, blah. And it was interesting because Dave had a completely different perspective on this to me.
Yeah, I thought he did the exact right thing. He came in and he showed us just how miserable he felt. And he complained and we went, God, you poor thing.
Oh, my God.
You look grim. You should go home. That's exactly what I would do.
Okay, so you'd love people to actually have the evidence of, I'm not feeling great. Everyone look at what a legend I am.
When I just call in sick, I believe that everyone in this entire company thinks I'm faking and are outside my house checking to see if I'm actually sick.
And also everyone listening to the show. Do you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, everyone thinks I'm faking.
He's having a DOS day.
I do feel
like that as
it's
well.
It's the most main character syndrome thing ever, but like you're like, everyone's thinking about me, everyone's talking about me being sick, like everyone.
I think it's A, being the children of boomers who always instill in you, you want to be on death's door if you're going to get a day off.
Yeah.
And B, like if you've ever worked in any sort of hospitality and it's like if you call in sick, it's like, well, the whole place has gone to absolute shite. You should have seen it in here.
It's boarded down.
Yeah. So like I think that's their kind of things, like overhangs that you're like, I can never
can't do. But like I've also had bosses in the past, like very much unlike our boss.
Yeah.
So our boss Nick, honestly he's great. Like he's just like, oh no bother, just feel better.
Yeah,
nice.
I had a boss before being like, hey, I'm sick, she'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. How sick are you?
How sick are you?
Yeah, it's kind of instilled in us. Problem? Like, I was off a few weeks ago with UTI and I was like, do I just send a photo of the antibiotics to the group? Like, what do? You
feel like you need to prove it.
Exactly.
Or he could have just sent us a voice note coughing or something.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to feel
I firmly believe that you should come in, show everyone how sick you are.
Spread your germs.
You don't want to spread them germs. Just keep your distance and then say, lads, I'm going home.
Yeah, you see, I think the opposite. I think if you're coming in, you could infect other people. So I want to put this out to you this morning listening and vote for this, okay? And we'll share the results with Callum. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. Number one, come in. As in, come into the office and showcase your illness. Or stay home. Literally message us or voice note us. Come in or stay home to 087-711-1038. And I would love to just put this up to Callum tomorrow to see, because I'm like, why did you bother getting up and coming in the first place?
It's a bit gas.
It is, yeah.
I'm with him. I would do the exact same thing, especially for my anxiety.
Yeah, okay. Come in or stay home. As I said, you might notice that the dulcet tones of a little English giggly man not present in studio the last couple of days. He's not feeling well, our Callum.
Nope.
But yesterday morning, I don't know if he was being a bit of a martyr or what, but he actually showed face in the office at around 6 a.m, declared his sickness to everybody and went home. And I made the point, he shouldn't have come in. He should have stayed in bed now and took care of himself and just sent a little text to say he wasn't coming in. And Dave had a completely different opinion.
He said, totally with him.
I get so anxious when I take a day off. I'd love to come in and kind of show face and say, look at me, lad.
Look at how sick I am. Look how in bits I am. This is for my own, you know. And also for you, so you know, he's not taken. Do you know what I mean?
Like, but then can't we argue, oh, you managed to make the journey in.
I know.
Well, there you go.
I just did that because I respect you guys so much.
Asking you this morning what you would do in this case or what you think is right to do. Come in or stay home? Michelle was on.
My husband would actually go in at all time, all costs, even if he can't even get up. Me, on the other hand, I would stay home. But now, in saying that, I have gone in to show like that I'm not feeling well for the first 1 hour. Because you know when you're like not feeling well in work and then you go home and you're like, I feel a little bit much better. You know, so I go in to see if I can like hack the day, and then if I can't, I'm going home, guys.
It's funny though, because obviously we work quite an early shift and lots of people do. Sometimes if you're unwell, say in the middle of the night, but like by 8:30 in the morning, you're like, I'm actually grand now, and they're still on air.
Yeah, but I'm like, I didn't sleep.
Yeah,
you know,
no, exactly,
I hate that.
Exactly.
It's awful.
Charlene is standing by. What do you think, Charlene?
Just stay home. You're doing no one any favours and you're just annoying.
But you're doing...
You're just a sap.
This is what I'm saying, Charlene. You're doing yourself a favour, because that way he won't have anxiety, because he'll know that everyone in the office saw he was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I'm trying to get cover for his shift, say, so I work in social care, I don't care about his anxiety, you know? I don't care.
Yeah.
I have to find someone to come in and do a 24-hour shift for you. Do you know?
Oh my God, so you're like, don't waste my time.
Like, Charlene...
Don't waste our time. Let us have a plan in place, you know? Let us get things done. Fine, you guys can... I mean, what is he really doing there? Anyway, he's putting laughs in the background.
Good question.
Charlene, thank you so much.
No worries, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, day, girl. Bye-bye. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzed. You know what I might do? I might take my hoodie off, because I just know I'm going to start sweating.
Oh, look at how dare he start stripping in the middle of the girly quiz.
This is a sacred event.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Dave, please.
Welcome on
for
in.
For God's sake.
This is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona and the women of Dublin, we come together, we test Dave on all things girly. Almost 3 years in and he still somehow sucks at this quiz.
Listen, the questions are getting harder because you're running out of questions.
Yeah, I don't know about that now.
You're asking questions that even girls themselves don't know.
I don't believe that for a second. Dave,
girls might not know, but girlies know.
He's now in a committed relationship.
Should know this.
I wouldn't say
things.
Committed. No.
Get out.
He's open.
It.
He's open.
I'm not.
In order to win the week, Dave needs to get 3 questions correct. Answer them correctly. But he does have some help.
Yes, he has his phone, a female, and that female this morning is the wonderful Bev. Hello, Bev.
Morning, Bev.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Bev, tell us, is there something that you specifically, you know, excel at when it comes to females? Is it like maybe beauty? Is it health? Is it other things?
Probably all the stuff I couldn't do.
All the stuff I couldn't do.
You shouldn't do.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. Okay.
I'm with you. I'm with with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of a Jackie of all trades.
Yeah.
All right, Bev. That's what I like to hear.
You hang in the line there, Bev. We're going to be right back to you. And just a note as well, if there's small ears listening, we always just give that little warning that this is the Girly Quiz and we kind of vary into all territories of womanly stuff.
Yeah,
in and out.
And it's not my fault if I say something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Just bear that in mind as we crack on, okay? I think we're pretty safe today, though. Dave, question number one of the Girly Quiz this week. Can he claw it back after two losses?
Oh, that was bad.
Dave, what type of brush can you use to tame flyaway hairs?
Flyaway hairs?
Do you know what they are, first of all? I have loads going on this morning.
Oh, it's...
You actually don't.
They're kind of all over the place, like.
So, like, you know, sometimes they'd be quite... Flyaway hairs might be a quote-unquote problem if you're trying to achieve, who comes to mind, a Hailey Bieber slicked-back bun look. But these little flyaway hairs might appear, so you use a particular kind of brush to deal with them.
Right.
Do you know what that brush is called?
It's the one with... Will you stop covering your face? How in God's name are you going to give this away?
Because Emma's making this so easy for you. She's basically giving you the answer. And guess what? I'm not going to do that over here, so.
I don't think I'm giving you the answer at all.
You're helping him.
I think
I'm just defining flyaway hairs.
It's okay. The comb. It's the one with the long needle on it, I think. Pippa has one, and I don't know why she has one, but maybe it's for flyaway hairs. Maybe it's also the comb with has a little bit of a brush on the other side of it. So it could be for that. Do you know what? I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to call in Bev.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, first one. I don't want to fail on the Girly Quiz, the first question.
Fair enough.
Because then I just give up. So, Bev, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm begging you to tell me, what kind of brush would I use for throwaway hairs?
Flyaway hairs.
Well, as far as I know, you can use this company called the Smooth Company, and they have a wand, and it does the slick back.
Okay.
What's it called?
Just a wand?
Yeah.
What's the company called there, Bev, again?
The Smooth Company.
The Smooth Company. So if I say Smooth Company wand, am I going to be correct?
Well, yeah. I think so.
Is it a specific type of wand, or does it just say wand?
No, just the wand. Smooth
okay.
Company, the
back
wand.
Yourself, Bev. Back yourself.
Here we go. Thank you, Bev. A Smooth Company wand is my final answer.
I'm not sure about you, Fiona, but I'd say we have to give that to him.
Oh, thank God.
For sure. Bev, well done. You got the company. That's one of the many companies out there, but that one is spot on. It's kind of a spoolie brush. The spoolie strikes again.
So a spoolie is what you were looking for.
No, but in the
Smooth Company, it's like a bit, it's like a mascara brush almost, which the bottom of it is a spoolie and you take it out. And I think we would have had to accept Pippa's lovely brush as well.
Did you know the word spoolie, Bev?
No, I wouldn't have used that.
Okay, fair enough. So, listen, Bev, she helped out. I'm happy out.
Just to say to you, Dave, because just call back to previous Girly Quizzes, what is a spoolie brush? Where else would you find one? If not for flyaway hairs, where else would you find a spoolie?
Cutlery drawer. No idea.
Top of a mascara.
Yeah.
Bev, thanks a million for that. Fair play. Go off and have a lovely day.
See you, Bev.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. One for one.
Okay.
Not too bad at all. All right, Dave. Question number two on the Girly Quiz. Define bullet journaling.
That's like... it's so stupid. Like.
Oh, okay.
It's stupid.
All right, don't play like, with questions. Kind of weird.
Bullet journaling.
Yeah. Popular thing.
Is it?
Yeah. It's on Instagram and stuff a lot these days.
I'd imagine it's a new type of... Like, I'd imagine it's like a new type of journaling. Very new. Final answer?
I think it's actually hard to get this wrong. Okay. I think if you do anything...
It's bullet points. It's journaling, but bullet points. So it's saying what you did, like maybe, or what your thoughts are, but just quick bullet points. And
you're using just genuine logic there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm using. So it's just like feeling anxious. Hoping I... get rich. How am I going to do that? This way.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just read us an entry from your journal. That's beautiful, Dave. That's fabulous.
I think that's what bullet journaling is.
You're saying writing down your thoughts, fears and anxieties in bullet point form.
And it would just be unique to your thoughts, fears and anxieties, I wonder.
Or it could be anything.
Yeah. What else can you put in bullet form?
Maybe your mood board.
Yeah.
Maybe your dream journal.
Totally.
Maybe your fashion desires.
Oh, because that's all we... That's anxiety and fashion desires. That's
fashion
women.
Desires.
Fashion desires. Fashion desires. Oh, he summed up women.
You have anxiety, but you look well doing it.
Okay, before you find yourself deeper down this spiral, I will say, Dave, we absolutely will accept that.
Come on, two exceptions. Acceptances.
Yeah, no, it's good. Bullet journaling, a customizable planner where you can schedule, set reminders, write to-do lists, and brainstorm using a bullet point format.
Yeah,
you're spot on.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that a new thing, bullet journaling? I've never heard of it.
For like a couple of years, but and it's like you'd see like a lot of Instagram girlies and they'd have like their bullet journal and it's all pointed. It usually has like dots on the page.
I seen a girl on Instagram yesterday who flew first class Emirates and she was in the last hour I just started journaling. I was like, what are you journaling?
Yeah.
Watch Shrek.
Shut up.
It's probably HD in first class. Yeah. Imagine. Okay, can he get the win this week? We're into the final round of the girly quiz. Dave, which one of these is not a Kardashian Jenner brand?
Oh, crap. I thought you were going to give me names here and I know like most of them.
Which one of these is not a Kardashian or Jenner brand?
Okay.
Is it A, Kim Swim? Is it B, Good American? Or is it C, Lemmy? So that's A, Kim Swim, B, Good American, or C, Lemmy.
Okay.
Not a Kardashian brand. Or Jenner.
Right. I think the Good American is one. I think Lemmy is one because that feels like something they'd name their child.
Lemmy.
Lemmy.
Let me do that.
Let me do that. Lamar Odom, wasn't that someone that Chloe was with?
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Lemmy. Right,
Chloe, yeah.
So I'm going to say Kim Swim. I don't think that... I think she has Skim, but I don't think she has Swim. So I'm going to say, final answer, without even 50-50ing it, because I feel like this girly quiz needs a little bit of pressure. Final answer, A, Kim Swim.
Oh, what a shame.
No!
We're so close.
Use your 50-50.
I know,
even.
I'm just that good. Listen, I've been studying.
He is woman.
I am
he is
woman.
Sexy. He is something.
I am
divine.
Anxious.
I genuinely had to ask Fiona yesterday. I thought that Lemmy was made up.
Lemmy is Kourtney Kardashian's like supplements, and it's like Lemmy Sleep, Lemmy Energize, Lemmy.
Is it Lemmy
live,
or Let Me?
Lemmy. It's like Lemmy, but it's abbreviated of Let Me.
Like,
and it says L-E-M-M-E
like
on
Lamar.
The jars. No, it's nothing to do with Lamar, because that was Chloe's ex, not Courtney's.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, let me do this, let me do that. And it's like a little chewy gummy.
Yes.
That you gives you energy.
Okay. I feel like,
whatever.
Like Skims, as in Kim's brand, does do swimwear, but
yes.
I don't, it's not Kim Swim, is
no,
it?
No.
Okay.
Kim Swim.
Well, look, finally, you got back. Well,
this is great.
Oh,
this
that's
is
the wrong
fantastic
thing.
Fantastic day.
Love it.
Thank you.
Well done, Dave.
Well done, Davide.
And never
nice
again.
One. I'm a getaway. We want to send you on your holidays, and if you win this, you get so much choice on where you want to go. Three gorgeous locations, three very different locations, and you would have your say whether you end up going to Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta on us.
I think, like, so Mallorca, Morocco, Malta. I'm picking probably Malta.
I'm picking Morocco.
You've already been, though. I'm picking Morocco as well.
Yeah. Are you picking Morocco?
Yeah.
I don't know if I pick Morocco.
I think I pick Morocco because, like, I don't know, it feels like a little bit different.
I don't have a real thirst for adventure.
Oh my God, it looks absolutely incredible. Everyone says it's amazing.
Isn't Morocco somewhere where, like, I think my parents were somewhere off the coast of Italy last year, and can't you get a boat over for the day to Morocco or something?
Oh, no.
Oh, potentially.
My geography now wouldn't be the best.
It's in Africa anyway. Though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That could be incorrect what I'm saying.
No, I think that's right.
Could be potentially. Yeah, yeah. But listen, you pick the location. We'll throw in the flights, the checked baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation in a 4-star hotel, transfers to and from the airport, and travel insurance as well. It's looking like one hell of a holiday, no matter where you pick.
Exactly. And we've been asking you to WhatsApp the phrase holiday hot pick, of course, to 0877111038. And the rule was that if we ring you and you answer the phone, you have to answer it with something very specific.
Yeah, exactly. And no hellos or anything before that either. We told you we'd make the call before 9 o'clock. So please, please do what you got to do if this is your phone ringing. Let's go.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Eva.
Eva.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
No. You knew you had to answer with that. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. Oh, dearie D. All right, let's try that again.
I always mean, but it has to be done.
I know. It's not nice.
Hi, Spain.
Holly, what were you meant to answer with, Holly?
I want to pick a holiday.
Yeah, that would have been amazing if you'd answered the phone with that.
Did you get shy, Holly?
Holly,
you're
sorry.
Killing me now.
I know, you're killing us, Holly. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, girl.
Okay, thank you. See you.
Bye.
I hate when people accept it. I'm like, no, yeah. Fight for it more.
Fight for me.
I hate when it's like, oh, okay, fair enough. I'm like, no.
How you spin, though? It's like, why are you half-hearting it? Like,
third time lucky, question mark?
Come on.
Spin, I want to win a holiday.
Oh, so close. Oh.
So close. It was Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Oh, no.
Phil, I'm so sorry. Have a great day.
Oh, that's so sad. Tell Padraig to push back the news there.
Yeah.
My news could be a quarter past this morning, Padraig. We'll see you. Come on.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Yes, Kira! Yeah. Unbelievable. Congratulations, you are in that draw for Spin's holiday hot pick.
Well done, Kira!
Great,
Kira,
thank you.
Where would you be picking, Mallorca, Malta, or Morocco?
Probably Malta or Morocco, but I haven't been to any of them. Oh, so
okay, well, get thinking, and you could be winning that draw. Congratulations, Kira, you're in it.
Thanks a million.
Have a great day,
bye. We got there. Okay, if you want to register, it is holiday hot pick in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Thursday, by the way. Come close to it now.
It is.
It's great. Fiona, I have some fantastic news for you.
Just for me?
Just for you.
Okay.
Just for fee?
I got a...
just for fee. That's good.
I got an email.
Go on.
That starts off, the subject line is maximalist pop star...
Jojo Siwa
announces a headline... Academy Dublin show.
Stop.
For September 29th.
No. Of this year.
The Infinity
Sorry,
Heart
are you
Tour.
Four? Of this year.
Plus special guests. Could it be?
Chris
could it
Huggins?
Be Chris Huggins?
No.
Dream guest in my podcast.
Christopher. Oh my God. Wait, will you guys come with me? Because I don't think anyone else will.
Listen, who
I have
is
no it? Interest whatsoever in going to
oh
see
my
Jojo
God,
Siwa.
I literally just watched Jojo Siwa being self-aware last night on TikTok because she was doing an impression of herself doing Betty Davis eyes.
Listen, okay. This email has just come in from MCD, who are the organisers of it. So MCD, if you're listening, me and Fiona would like to go to Jojo Siwa.
Please.
Oh, now I've got phone. Well,
Emma, come on.
The pre-sale is on Friday, July 18th, and tickets on sale Monday, July 21st at 10 a.m.
No disrespect whatsoever, but like, she's so famous, I'm surprised it's only an Academy.
The Academy, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe she'll be upgraded, but a lot of people hate her.
Yeah.
who's paying to see her? Let's be real.
But like, it would have been
will
fine.
Be there with bells on.
If she was still Jojo Siwa with the bows, it would that be fine. She'd sell that out instantly because
she
of all
would.
The kids. Do you know what I mean? She could do, like, she could do the three Olympia. Do you know what I mean?
But now they can't bring kids because she's inappropriate. She's rocking out. Christopher,
you want a brew?
Oh my God. My entire body is tingling.
Is your entire body actually tingling?
Every inch.
You're the happiest girl
I am living.
In the world.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona, how is it going?
Morning.
Oh, hey.
What's going on? So I was on TikTok the other day and I saw that there was this couple getting engaged.
Okay.
And I thought for a second, that fella needs some help. Now, to be fair, the girl needs some help as well. Maybe more like mental health help. But the guy definitely needed some help because the guy was proposing to her, okay?
Right.
And the reason I think they both need help is, one, the guy didn't know that he was probably supposed to kind of let his girlfriend look nice.
Right.
Because he proposed to her on the cliff walk and he obviously said to her, we're going on a cliff walk.
Yeah.
So she wore a tracksuit, what Americans call sweatpants.
Yeah.
And he proposed to her and someone is filming them and you can just hear her scream,
I'm in sweatpants!
You're okay!
You let me do this in sweatpants!
Oh, was she actually annoyed?
I don't know. I think she was just being quirky.
She probably had already said yes and was lighted and then turned around to the camera and was like, this is ridiculous.
I'm in sweatpants.
Yeah.
And so I was like, but that's always been a thing. Now, I'm not in any way close to proposing before Pippa, you start getting nervous, or Pippa's family start getting nervous. Don't worry. I won't propose just yet. But if I were to propose, I would want her to be happy. I don't care what she wears. I don't care what she looks like.
Yeah.
But I want her to be happy with that video. Do you know what I mean?
So you're filming it.
It all depends on the girl, I suppose. For example, if I was brought on a cliff walk in my sweatpants, I'd be thrilled. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But some people would like to have the brows done and the nails done. And
the nails is a main one,
the
I think, isn't
a big
it?
Big one. I feel like a lot of girlies, because, you know, a lot of people do propose somewhere scenic like that. And it's like you are wearing your activewear, your hashtag, your sweaty Betty. Or what have you on the walk, and I think that's grand. But
I think the most important one probably is the nails, because straight away, and I'm not even masturbating into my nails, but mine can look so manky sometimes.
Your nails are always gorgeous, Emma.
They weren't before your time. Okay. My point is, if you were to look down at that engagement ring on your kind of manky fingies,
Yeah.
But you see, I think as a guy, it's very hard to, if you know your girlfriend would be annoyed if her nails weren't done or if she didn't look nice for the proposal video, that it's probably up to you to make sure she feels like she looks nice.
Yeah,
you know what
but
I mean?
Also with not giving it the game away.
Exactly, without spoiling the surprise. So I've come up with three different categories for ways you could approach the girl and tell her, you know, make Jordan look nice.
Oh, I love it.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Without giving the game away.
We start off nicely.
Yeah.
I was looking at old photos of us. I loved this outfit you wore.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Thoughts?
Okay.
Because then she'll wear the outfit?
Right,
no, never. Okay, okay. So it didn't work.
Okay, no, it's good.
Would this work on you? Lovely day for a nail appointment tomorrow.
Subtle.
Do you know what? I'll sort you out.
I'd be straight over to the girls going, lads, he's getting down
really?
On Monday in the morning.
Right, well then, no, we don't use that
the
one.
The nails one is just very hard, isn't it? Because it's the most tropey thing. Yeah. Make sure you have your nails done.
I think you start looking through a wardrobe and you go, to be fair, you look great in everything, but especially this, and you pull it out.
No, you'd make her cry thinking she doesn't look great in everything else.
All right. Okay,
yeah,
we won't
terrible.
Use that one.
No,
so
no.
for the nice one that works is, I was looking at old photos of us. I loved this outfit you wore.
That's nice. Yeah, that's okay.
What if she wants to wear something new for the proposal?
Yeah, well, she can't. then we go to neutral.
Okay.
You know, it's the things that it's not very nice, but it's not very mean at all. Hey, remember that girl you hate? Imagine we ran into her today. Wouldn't that be gas? Because that way she'll want to look
She'll
nice.
Want to look good.
Okay.
Smart.
Right, yeah.
Clever.
A little bit toxic,
clever.
But okay.
then this is a little bit backhanded, but I still think it could work.
Oh, God.
Nice dresses are really in right now. These again are things you say to your girl before you propose for her, so she doesn't know she's getting proposed to, but she will look nice for the proposal
video.
She'd
think about breaking up with you before you even get to it, to be honest, making comments like
she
that.
How about this? Nice dresses yourself.
Why don't we do something fun today and pick each other's outfits, but also I'm wearing this.
I think sounds very David Hammond coded.
Spidey senses will be going off, but you, because of your quirky personality, will get away with it.
Yeah. We'll get rid of that. I had a dream of you in this dress. We had a great day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah?
That's yeah.
Cute.
Those are the neutral ways of getting her to change and to look nice for the proposal videos. And then there are mean ways.
Oh, no.
Which I think I'd probably go for because it's just more my personality. Hey, you look really bad lately. Before we go on a walk, why don't you make a little bit of an effort?
And by the way, will you marry me? Absolute sop.
How about, I don't really feel like being seen with you today.
Wow.
Yeah? How about, remember when we first met and you didn't dress like this?
Oh, that's so mean, David.
How about, really, you're wearing that?
Okay.
Or how about, great, another day where everyone will think I'm dating an escaped convict. If you're going on a walk in or getting proposed to in tracksuit pants, I think you're going to be annoyed. So I think a little bit of meanness, and then for me to propose and we go, I was only joking, by the way.
Yeah, isn't it a real thing? Like people have a fight before they get proposed to.
Because the guy is always like, come on!
So cagey, and it's like he's hiding something. Yeah. I think it's a big thing with Tommy and Molly Mae.
Yes.
They were in a massive fight on the way to the thing. And then
that's
like,
so funny.
Oh, really? Just because he's been such a weird, like, so acting so
you're
odd.
You're thinking the neutral?
I think the neutral would be best.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not
this
sure.
Is
good morning. Before this becomes the most overused trend ever, and I feel like we're already verging there, but let me have a bit of fun, okay? I am, of course, talking about the clip that's been in all of our ears for the past few weeks. I'm, of course, talking about this. Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
The amount of free press Jet 2 are getting, and Jess Glynn is getting off the back of this trend.
Exactly.
You know how out of the loop I am with TikTok? I had to look it up the other day and be like, what's it all about? And then now I realise they're using the sound over a holiday disaster.
Yeah, over something that's gone terribly wrong. The first one that I saw was a guy who just brought, like, instead of his passport, he brought like his Legoland passport to the airport for his flight, and he's just in tears.
I saw one yesterday of some fella opening his balcony curtains.
Tiny little window.
No, it wasn't that one, but it was one where you opened the balcony curtains and it was this unbelievable view, and then you went out and the unbelievable view was a painting.
Oh my god, I'm obsessed.
And there's also the girl who's the voiceover of that ad.
Yes.
Do you know her now? She's taken off.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like sitting in a coffee shop just being a normal voiceover girly, like, you know.
No one knows I'm the Jet 2 holiday person.
That I'm the most viral sound in the world right now.
And she's been doing festival appearances. Swear to God. Like, a DJ plays Jess Glynn and the voiceover queen gets on the mic and is like, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Honestly, I love it.
And the crowd lose their minds.
It's
there's
a bit
like,
of crack.
Yeah, there's girls in the audience like saying the line to each other.
Whoever's the Jet 2 like media person, honestly, is living their life. Right,
a field day.
They're even booking themselves a Jet 2 holiday.
Even though it's like kind of bad press in the sense that like they're insinuating that like if you book a Jet 2 holiday, disaster will happen, but you can't beat that kind of free press.
Like, no one's on the TUI website right now.
Oh my God, no. Like, TUI hooey.
Yeah.
But so one of my favourite, this is like, I was genuinely dead at this impersonation the other day when I heard it.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four. That's me, Harry, William, and my lady in waiting, because my ex-husband's an absolute Go on, Charles. Take your Halcyon and all-inclusive EasyJet holiday and see how I care.
That's amazing.
See how I care.
That's Princess Diana, in case anyone didn't get that. No, I hate to break to you. She's longer with us, unfortunately. We're always in our thoughts. But I thought, why don't we do our own little Jet 2 holiday ads in the style of maybe some of our favourite celebs,
and
we can each try and guess.
Yeah. Oh, I famously can't do impressions.
Oh, you can do. You can do one impression.
We know you've got one, girl. I'll give you a bit of time to think about it. Me and Dave will go first, all right?
Okay. Yours? You ready?
DJ, hit that track. Darling, hold my hand. Stace, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can get £50 off per person. That's £200 off for a family of four as it goes.
That's amazing. Hey, and I know you straight away. You are Nessa.
Very good.
Thank you very
I know
much.
Everyone's expecting me to do this one, so I will do this one.
Yeah, okay. Lean in.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Jess is still going there in the background. Here we go.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Right now, you can get £50 off per person. That's €200 off, £200 off, start. Family of four. Unbelievable. I've said Jet 2, I've said always great, always said.
Great thing, there. Great thing.
Come on. Very good.
I was also thinking of potentially doing it in a different way, and I was thinking about doing it this way.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Right now, you get £50 off per person.
That was supposed to be David Attenborough, but I think it came off a little bit more Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, very good.
This holiday is raw!
Okay, well, as you know, this is going to be terrible because I can't do impressions. But anyway, let's give this a try. Darling, hold my hand. Why is Marge English?
And right now, homie, get £50 off per person.
Oh, we can only apologise.
That was incredible.
When Marge went to London.
Yeah. Maggie stays home, unfortunately. It's just a family of four.
Full of himself there, isn't he?
Oh, he's mystical, it's magical.
Yeah. Get with me and everything will be fabulous. There's Benson Boone. It's brand new music for you this morning on
he's
Spin.
He's got it back himself. Like, who else is going
to I was going to say, like, they've got a confidence now. It's all right. Not bad. Yeah,
very confident.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we want to send you on your holidays. We sound like a broken record. We have so many holidays to go. It is summertime and we're dying to send you to Fuerteventura.
Yeah, this is absolutely an incredible prize and it's all for you, potentially. We are talking 7 nights with your flights. Pierre and Vacancies Village, look it up. up. It is stunning. Mwah! You can kick back, relax and enjoy that sun. All thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Guys, absolutely huge update. RE Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fort Aventura.
Oh.
Right, so I was telling you earlier, I was over for a dinner at my mom's house last night. And she goes, I'm sick of you saying this every day. It's Pierre and Vacances.
What?
Yeah, she's out there.
What? Whoa.
He was like, stop, if I line. Hear you say Pierre and Vacancies one more time, it's Pierre and Vacances.
To be fair, it doesn't make sense that it's Vacancies.
She says,
there'd be no Vacancies that's so lovely.
No, they're booked out. She says they're a French company that we went on a holiday with them when we were younger to some place in France, and it's Pierre and Vacances.
Well, oh shame God. On us.
Shame on every single person listening to this who didn't tell us that.
Yeah, so if Pierre or Vacances are listening this morning, please get in touch to confirm.
Can I practice now with me? Vacances.
Pierre and Vacances.
Pierre and Vacances Village.
Darling.
Asher, it's like, oh, listen.
It's like a brand new holiday.
Brand new day.
Brand new
we want to send you to Pierre and Vacances. I sound so posh, I feel.
Wow.
Listen, if you want to get on this, it's just the word golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
How classic spin. You know, all the poshies listening going, did you hear that say to them on Spain?
Vacancies.
Calling it Vacancies.
It's Vacances.
Pierre and Vacances.
Listen, we all didn't go to the south of France, okay?
Golden in a WhatsApp now, please, to win a holiday. Big revelations regarding this morning's golden
this
ticket.
This has shook me. Shook me.
To the very core.
Pierre and Vacances is not Pierre and Vacances.
No.
It's Pierre and?
It's French, darling. Pierre and Vacances.
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 According to
of
my mom.
Of course, your lovely mummy Margaret corrected us. She got a text you about that weeks ago, making a show of us.
I know, letting us out here bleeding, sound like fools.
Yeah.
Decided to tell me last night. I must get a voice note of her saying it.
Please do, actually. Yeah.
And we can just
play it every time that we have to mention it. Yeah. The holiday is for Pierre and Vacances Village in Fortaventura, and it's all thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Sarah's on. She wants this holiday this morning. On a day off today. Not sure what you're going to do with it, are you? Do you, Sarah?
Probably just not stay home.
Go for a walk, maybe, or get a takeaway.
Maybe walk the dog.
Yeah,
walk
that sounds
dog,
good. That sounds good.
And get caught up on life admin.
Absolutely. Sarah, when is the last time you were away on holiday?
The last time I was away, I've actually never been on like an all-inclusive holiday.
Well. Neither have I.
Me
neither.
I was away, like, I kind of go on, like, more, like, city breaks, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I was in Rome in March.
Love Rome.
Gorgeous.
Love
so,
Rome.
So
all right, cool. Well, let's see if we can get you on a relaxing holiday, and this is all to Fuerteventura in Pierre and Vacances. Did you know it was Vacances, Sarah?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know it either.
There we go. Actually.
Mind blown this
Mind
morning.
Mind blown is right. Well, let's see if we can get you off to Pierre and Vacances Village in Fuerteventura. This is Emma David and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Sarah?
I have, yeah.
You know
I listen all the time, but I was never sure whether to enter or not because I never know how hard it gets after the second or third song.
Oh, fair enough.
So you have to have a bit of confidence, Sterling.
Well, listen, it's never too hard because the songs are always played. They're only played on spin. You'll never hear something from like the 80s or 90s or anything on this game. It's all of songs we played in spin within the last week. So 25 seconds going on the clock. Five songs and artists you need to guess. If you do all that, you will win a golden ticket for Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, Sarah, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Sarah?
Yes.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Blanchardstown.
Sarah in Blanche. Now, I don't know if you know this, but for the last couple of days we've been playing this, song one has remained the same. I hope you know song one. So the second it starts playing, you shout out that answer. Here we go.
Okay.
We are putting 25 seconds on the clock. And song one, Sarah, the best luck, plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock.
You know the drill. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag.
Very good. You did that in 2 seconds, right? So you got
amazing. 22 seconds left for the next four songs.
22.9. So
22.9.
It's basically 23
You got
seconds.
It in essentially 1 second.
Happy
Sarah.
Days.
Oh, great.
All right, Sarah, here we go with song two. And I think it's just as easy. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. The holy
water's watered down. Alex Warren, Ordinary.
Stop the clock.
Alex Warren, Ordinary, in the bag. Well done, girl.
Amazing. 18 seconds left now for three songs.
That's unbelievable.
That is what's that?
Is that six?
6 seconds per song.
No, it's probably more than
well,
that.
18,
is that six?
6 seconds.
Ooh, quick maths. Look at me. Very good.
6, well, 12, 18, 24, 32, 38, 40. I got lost then.
Sarah,
I loved the six times.
Sarah, I have a good feeling about this. Let's go for song three. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You're glowing. Color and fragrance.
Oh. You
can't help.
Swap.
Swap. All right, let's swap it out.
That is Ed Sheeran and Sapphire. That kind of caught you there, but not to worry.
Yeah.
We're back to 18 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
Here we go, Sarah. A brand new song, three. Good use of the swap. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. You better run and
hide, baby.
She was in X Factor years ago. Now she kind of does a load of collabs.
Oh, no idea.
Oh, no.
And it's like, what would you say if you've been guilty about something, trying to cover up?
No idea.
You're going to kick yourself. Ella Henderson, Rudimental, and Alibi.
Oh. Alibi, Sarah. You ain't got no alibi. Oh, it's UGLY, isn't it?
Yeah, that don't
one.
Say the rest.
Sorry, my bad.
Sarah's a beautiful woman.
Sarah, I'm so, so sorry. It wasn't to be, but did you have fun?
I did.
Good.
I tried.
That's all that matters. You did. That's all you can do. Try your best. Listen, we may still have this in a couple of weeks, so try and get back on.
Okay, thanks so much.
See you, Sarah.
Bye,
have a great
Sarah.
Day.
Have a good day.
I imagine the entries for this tomorrow are going to go out the door because we realise it's Pierre and Vacance.
Now
it's Pierre and Vacance. Oh, I want to go there.
I want to play the golden Tacance.
If you want to message in, if you want to register, if you want to win a holiday tomorrow, message us the word golden. And our number again on WhatsApp is 087 711 1038. Gracie Abrams now at Spin.